It's 22:08. The government says Surrey County Council should cancel any more away days at posh hotels. It follows criticism of a £4,000 meeting at Farnham Castle. Jack Thien is BBC Surrey's political reporter.
On the 5th and 6th of November last year, senior councillors and officers held a two-day workshop at the castle. It cost £4,158. At a recent cabinet meeting, Hazel Watson from the Liberal Democrats was critical.
The County Council has conference facilities away from County Hall. For example, Consort House has suitable conference facilities which would have got people away from County Hall without incurring external costs.
This type of spending is a big issue for Eric Pickles, the Conservative Secretary of State for Communities and Local Government. His department has told BBC Surrey that councils should cancel away days at posh hotels as a practical way of saving taxpayers' money. The local government minister, Brandon Lewis, said that if Surrey County Council stops such waste and inefficiency, it could freeze council tax this year and protect frontline services.
Jack Thien. Now, with us, we have two guests. Robert Oxley is the campaign manager of the Taxpayers Alliance. Peter Martin is the deputy leader of Surrey County Council. Let's go to you, Mr. Martin, first of all. Can you justify this £4,000 that was spent in November, please?
Well, good morning, Nigel. Yes, I understand how many people might feel about such an event, but the reality is that it works. We have meetings day after day at County Hall and at other locations to look at the best ways in which we can run the County Council. But on occasions, it's necessary to take a step back and carefully plan ahead.
Okay, so Robert Oxley, it works. That's justifying the £4,000.
Well, I think this speaks of a council which hasn't a culture of effectively wasting taxpayers' money. And look, it's no surprise this is the council who stuck up council tax last year. The point is that you can have away days away from County Hall, but you don't need to fork out £4,000 just to have 26 councillors put up in a posh castle for 2 days. As the Liberal Democrat leader pointed out, there are other locations which could have been outside of County Hall and wouldn't have cost taxpayers a penny. The point here is that the council is meant to be finding savings, but yet if they can't even be bothered to cut down on £4,000 on a simple away day, an easy saving which doesn't affect the front line, what else, is this council really up for actually protecting taxpayers' interests and saving money at a time when everyone has got to tighten their belts?
So, Mr. Martin, couldn't you have used somewhere free?
Well, we could do, and we of course do. We have many meetings, but on occasion it's necessary to stand back and take a careful look at the way ahead. This council has found £120 million of savings over the last year. We're in a programme now which is saving us £300 million over 5 years, and it's events of occasional events of this sort where this is really put under scrutiny, and I think that this was good value for the taxpayer. This county council has not closed any children's centres, it's not closed any libraries, it's looking after more elderly people than ever before, it's dealing with a 20% increase in the birth rate and building the equivalent of 25 new primary schools, it's working cooperatively to save money with other councils. There are countless examples of the way in which the County Council is doing things for the great benefit of the people of Surrey. And this is an occasional event, it's not the norm, it's an exceptional event, and I don't think this should be taken as the norm. We are saving money and we are providing better services for less money.
So in and amongst that, Robert Oxley, do you think that justifies it?
I simply do not, and I think most taxpayers listening to this, most residents getting up and going to work this morning will think that that's just, you don't need to spend £4,000 to stand back at it. And I think, look, we're going to be hearing soon from the council what they're going to be doing about council tax, and I think it will go down particularly badly that, say, if the council chooses to hike council tax again at the same time as wasting this money. This speaks of a culture of not getting to grips. The Department for Communities and Local Government published 50 ways to save money, and this was one of those things in there, and I think the council should take a long, hard look at it. And this wasn't for every member of staff, this wasn't a big training. This was just for 26 councillors and several officers at the top of the council. These are the guys in charge. These are guys at the top who speak of a culture of savings. And what message does that send out to ordinary staff at Surrey County Council? That, it's all right, we're all in this together, but, okay, we're just going to pop off to a luxury castle and pay £4,000 out of someone else's money for that. I think the council should be ashamed of itself. And also, I think it should be committing to freezing council tax and actually easing the pressure on local residents.
Will you be freezing council tax, Peter Martin?
Well, that decision hasn't been taken yet, but Robert mentions the business of 50 tips from the local government Secretary of State. It's interesting that Surrey County Council features in two of those, in the innovative way that it's working with Hampshire County Council to save on the costs of school buildings, or, for instance, the way in which we've teamed up with East Sussex County Council. We, with the same procurement team that runs Surrey County Council, also running the services for East Sussex and saving money as a result. It's interesting that the Surrey County Council has been nominated. It's one of six councils out of 250 nominated to be the best council of the year. That doesn't sound to be consistent with a county council or a council which is wasting money. So I think Roberts is not terribly well informed about Surrey County Council.
Going on that list then, 50 ways to save, cancel away, this is number 20, cancel away days in posh hotels and glitzy awards ceremonies. So it goes straight to it, does it not, Mr. Martin?
Well, yes, but it's not a plush hotel. Farnham Council is a business venue that caters for events like this. It's interesting to see at the same time that we were there, for instance, that the Foreign and Commonwealth Office were there. So perhaps Mr. Lewis might have a word with them. I think this is an effective way of standing back, of looking at the running of a county council, which is a $1,600 million operation with more than 10,000 employees. We have been and continue to be effective at finding ways in which we can save money and provide better services for the residents of this county.